Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, the infamous Traitors Ireland returns to our screens this Sunday evening, with many of us glued to our TVs at 9:30 p.m. to discover who will be chosen as the new traitors and who will take on the role of the faithfuls. But who better to tell us what it's really like inside the castle than those who have lived and experienced it for themselves? I'm joined on the line now by some of last year's contestants to give us an inside scoop on life in the castle, the challenges of the game, and how deception can leave even the most observant of players questioning who they can trust. But before all that, I'm going to start with Esther McCarthy, Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. So what inside scoop do you have on this series, Esther?
No scoop whatsoever. I was just obsessed with it last year. I reviewed it for the Irish Examiner and just got so wrapped up in it. It wasn't TV that I thought I would like, but just the characters, Siobhan McSweeney's hosting, it was just incredible. And we know that the pot is staying the same, which is interesting because people think, like, are they going on for the money? But we do know that they're keeping the prize money the same, but they've put a lot more money into the actual production of it. Because the one thing last year, I thought the character was incredible, the venue was amazing, Siobhan McSweeney hit out of the park, but the tasks weren't great. It was a bit of a scavenger hunt here and there. It was kind of the only thing I felt let it down, but there's going to be a lot more money put into the production. So it'll be very interesting to see how they do it.
And I was reading today, I mean, obviously they learned from first time around, you know, and this new energy I hear, even Siobhan McSweeney said herself, because it did so well, they know the people are behind them. They learned and could tweak what they had from before. And obviously it was a ratings winner. So as you said, a bit more investment in perhaps the tasks, or, you know, we'll certainly see it a bit more on screen. What I love about it, Esther, is it is a reality show in that it is a look at human behaviour, but this one's different. It's not the same as the others. You lose it because you can tell people just want perhaps stardom, and this is a bit more of a mind game.
Nail on the head. You know, we saw it last year with the Pawdy effect, you know, that kind of trajectory, that it wasn't actually the winner, the breakout star was this just retired prison officer who was gold because he was himself, you know. And we're hoping that lightning will strike twice and that people will still be themselves, because you can't keep it going for that amount of time. Like, we're all lying. I lied 27 times this morning trying to get the kids out to school, you know what I mean? But that's kind of genuinely, like, they think it's real Weetabix they're eating. It's just in the Weetabix box. So, you know, we can't keep it up when and in that pressure zone and the situation. And apparently they got 127 prison officers applied to be on season 2 because of the Pawdy effect and Garrett Chico. So very interesting what characters they'll have picked out for this season. Yeah.
Well, enjoy it, Esther, and I'll be watching out for your reviews in the paper. Let's bring in 2025 Traitors contestant Eamon O'Keefe, and also we have Faye on the line too. Well, you're both very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Eamon, I'll start with you. Can you tell us what it's like to walk into that castle on the first day?
Yeah, like, it's amazing. Obviously, we were the first contestants, so that was even a surprise for us, like, the venue, because we didn't even know that where we were heading or anything like that. To see it was Slane Castle and see, like, the grandeur of it and the way that they had the set up, it was amazing. It was butterfly moments. Like, I was in the car with Faye, actually, the first day we went in.
Yeah, it was great.
And Faye, I'll give you your full title this time, Faye Brennan, because I suppose sometimes you feel like you know these people from watching them on TV. Did you ever imagine things would go the way that they did? Because you don't know what to expect. You could be out the first day, you could be in forever. You just don't know what to expect.
Yeah, it's mad, because throughout the whole experience of it, I was like, look, guys, I just want to make it to my birthday and then I can go. I'm fine with that. So, like, you just don't really know, and you don't expect to make it as far as I did. But even in that itself, I thought it was an achievement for myself, even though I didn't win. But I was just happy to make it another day, every day.
What would be your advice to contestants this year, Faye?
To definitely ride the wave of this, that it's, you know, with the TV show being so popular, that it kind of is a little bit of a change to life. Like, people will recognise you walking down the street and they do be shouting at you and everything. So just kind of take it one day at a time and just enjoy it as much as possible.
What about you, Eamon? If you could go in again, would you do anything differently?
Oh yeah, there's have we got half an hour? Like I thought like that I could go in there and I could keep up this persona that I was playing, and that like no pressure would get to me. But like the smallest little thing there creates a butterfly effect, and you have to be able to be flexible and think on your feet. And eventually it caught up with me. But like, yeah, my advice and what I would do differently is maybe learn to keep my mouth shut a little bit more. I just couldn't help myself.
So what do you think is best, Faye, to be a traitor or to be a faithful?
See, that's a hard question. You know, I went in wanting to be a traitor. And then as soon as I became, like, I was like, I chose as a faithful, I was like, I actually couldn't take the pressure for sure to be a traitor, because you don't realise how much people are gunning for you until you start having the conversations. And as soon as someone's picked, it happens instantly. It's so quick. And like, if you have any sort of lie, I think then you're going to stumble quicker. And I just kind of noticed that from the pattern of how it went from our series. But I think I'd have to, although I would love to experience being a traitor. So maybe the last 2 days.
What about you then, Eamon? I often think I'd crack under the pressure. I don't think I could handle the mind games, the questioning, the observing. You know, it's not exactly like you can let your guard down ever.
No, you can never let your guard down. I suppose the perks of being a traitor is you have a little bit of control of the game, a small bit, in that you can decide the murders. And I suppose you have the little bit of peace of mind that you know you're coming back every day. But like, it's just, the, you know, I wanted it till I got it. When I got it, then I realized, oh, this is a lot more pressure than I had thought. Like, you know, like when you're shooting the show and you're a traitor, you're staying longer than the rest of the cast and to film the conclave scenes, and you're going back a lot later. You're very tired the next day. You're trying to mask that while keeping your brain moving, because you have to be on top of your game at all times, and there the smallest slip costs you. And yeah, it just creates that little bit of extra pressure that I suppose the faithfuls didn't have in that regard.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations to both of you, to Faye Brennan and Eamon O'Keefe, for being excellent to watch on the show, because it is tough, as you say. There are cameras everywhere. You're on the telly. You're going to have people shouting stuff at you the next time you're in Centra. You've got the pressure of the day to day, the round table, and then the tasks give me Clara Lara vibes. I mean, people are, you know, being put to their absolute limit. So good luck to everybody going into The Traitors Season 2. It's on Sunday, 9:30 on our TV screens on RTE. So thank you very much to Eamon O'Keefe, to Faye Brennan and Esther McCarthy from The Weekend Magazine with The Irish Examiner.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.